So, do dreams mean something? Should we take our dreams seriously or only some specific kind of dreams? See, basically, two things are there. First is that ultimately, we have our free will to act only in the waking stage. In the dream, even if we make choices, it's more like default, isn't it? That I am doing this, I'm doing that. I went here, I went there. We don't consciously choose in a dream. Sometimes we are observers, sometimes we are participants. But still, things are just happening and we are more or less observing it. So we can act only in the waking stage. So in that sense, our initiative, our creativity, our free will, it will all be channeled only in the waking stage. So we can't deal with that in any way. So that's where we need to focus our energy on. Now, if sometimes some dreams do give us some insights by which we can move forward, that is nice. There are some people who specialize in that. Now, how much of it is speculative, how much of it is reliable? It's all a big mess. And more often than not, we just may get lost in trying to figure this out, figure that out. See, if you ultimately understand, the Bhagavatam says Krishna is the controller of all states of consciousness. Krishna is the controller of the waking stage, Krishna is the controller of the dream state also. So, if Krishna wants us to learn something through a dream, he will give us some guidance. If the guidance is not coming very clearly, that means Krishna doesn't really consider that very important. So we don't have to worry too much about figuring out things which are very obscure. We just use our God-given intelligence and make choices the best way we can. Now, if some very striking spiritual stimuli, spiritual personalities come in a dream, then that is fine. Then we can take, like Prabhupada was told by spiritual master, take sannyas. So if we get some, so essentially Krishna guides us through Guru Sadhu Shastra. Now, if sometimes in a dream we are told to do the same thing which Guru Sadhu Shastra tells us, or something similar to what Guru Sadhu Shastra tells us, then we can consider it more seriously. So that way, the important thing is what we do in the waking stage. And in the dream state, if what we are getting, the info that we are getting is basically a reiteration of, in principle, what we learn from Guru Sadhu Shastra, then we can take it seriously. Otherwise, we might get some useful insight there, but it's a very speculative zone. And there is more loss of time and energy than really a tangible gain. If Krishna wants us to learn something, he will guide us rather than we getting too much into figuring it out. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so it's more.